Two of the three winners of this year's Nobel Prize for Chemistry live and work in the Triangle. Aziz Sanjar is a professor of biochemistry and biophysics at the UNC Chapel Hill School of Medicine. Paul Modrich is a professor of biochemistry at Duke University. As WUNC's Dave DeWitt reports, it was another example of collaboration between two universities that may be known best as fierce rivals.
Aziz Sanjar and Paul Modrich have both devoted their professional lives to DNA repair. That might seem like a small enough area of research that, if two of the most important scientists in the field live and work just a few miles apart, they would be frequent collaborators. They are not, having published only three papers together. Sanjar from UNC Chapel Hill explains.
Paul Modrich has been an outstanding colleague and friend over the years, and actually, he may not know this, even though we all hate Duke, I have been nominating him for the last, 10 years for the Nobel Prize.
Modrich has studied mismatch repair, or how damage occurs as cells go through replication. Sanjar has mapped the mechanism that cells use to repair light-damaged DNA. Their research is crucial in the ongoing fight against cancer. Michael Kasten is the executive director of the Duke University Cancer Institute.
They've been extraordinary colleagues and scientists. And in addition to their contributions, they're also wonderful human beings.
Both men are also clearly uncomfortable in the spotlight. Sanjar thanked his wife, a fellow researcher, and his mentor, students, and colleagues. Born in a town on the Turkey-Syria border, he also spoke about that region's recent struggles.
I hope that we all work towards peaceful solution, scientific approaches to our problems, rather than concentrating on things that divides us and causing these tremendous tragedies in the world, and especially in the part of the world that I come from.
This morning, Sanjar's lab was inundated with congratulatory phone calls from well-wishers in Turkey. Michael Kemp is a research faculty member and works in Sanjar's lab.
Knowing his background and his history, it's an inspiration to work with him, because you know how hard he's worked to get where he's at. It inspires you to work hard to try to find the biggest thing you can to make some big discovery like he has.
Sanjar has been at UNC Chapel Hill since 1982. He's the second Nobel Prize winner in the school's history. Paul Modrich is Duke University's second Nobel Prize winner for chemistry in 4 years. He's equally humble and likely happy he's still on vacation in the New Hampshire woods. He called into the celebratory event and expressed his shock at receiving the award and his appreciation for his colleagues.
I have to say that this acknowledgement is shared by many outstanding graduate students and postdoctoral fellows who have been responsible for much of the work.
A Nobel Prize is a crowning achievement for an individual scientist, but it's equally important to a university. It affects the overall reputation, faculty recruitment, and fundraising. And in this case, it displays a growing collaboration between Duke and UNC Chapel Hill. Carol Folt is the chancellor at UNC Chapel Hill.
It's a special moment for two very proud institutions, and I think we love the fact that we're connected at this moment, because we make history by being connected in history.
Sanjar and Modrich will receive their Nobel Prizes in Stockholm this December. I'm Dave DeWitt.